Let's go to the word. Today, I want to share with you the pearl of great price that I want to share with you. So we'll turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44 through, should be 52, I believe. I don't know why it is 50, but the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets and threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure that is new and what is new and what is old. Amen. Yeah, shall we bow our heads? Lord, we thank you for your presence and for your precious words. And especially I thank you for this precious body you formed in San Diego. Oh, I ask you, Lord, fill them, Lord, with your spirit. And then multiply, increase them, Lord. Oh, they'll represent you, Lord, Jesus, in this city, Lord, and on campus, Lord. Oh, there are much people you want to touch, Lord. So send them, Lord. And then rescue them, Lord, or save them, Lord. Help them to see the beauty and glory of our Lord Jesus, Lord. So do your mighty work in this church, Lord. Oh, turn everyone's heart. Continue to grow to be like Jesus, Lord. I ask your special blessing upon Pastor Peter, Lord, your anointing upon him. And he will be courageous and strong. And he will lead your people into the enterprise you set, you began in this city, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for this time. And be glorified, Lord Jesus. I need you. I need your help. I need your unction, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Blessed is the poor in spirit. For there is kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus began his sermon on the mount. And Jesus is forming this new race. And he's calling people to join him. This new race. Only those are washed by his blood. They can actually be a member of a kingdom of heaven. And God is calling them. And they came. And now there are multitude of people followed at that time, and that Jesus began to speak in parables. So that's what you know about all these parables he spoke. And then while he was alone with the disciples, he spoke these parables to his disciples. So it's a treasure hidden in the field, parable Jesus spoke, and the other one is a pearl of a great price. And then Jesus is asking actually questions, so we're going to find that out. But theologically speaking, this is not about us. This is about the God who is. It is not us who stumble across this treasure. Actually, it is a God. All God, and then who is been pursuing us. It is not even us who pursue God, actually. But they pursue this treasure. But it is God who pursued us. He orchestrated all the circumstances, environment, so that you can find him. That's what God did. Now, some of you may ask, then why do I need to, share gospel with the people? You can see that. God is almighty God, you know, all powerful. Why God just can't God just turn the people's heart away from the world and then bring it to him? But it is, you are the very means God ordained to use. Because God's goal is he want to show his son Jesus. So God didn't use angels to bring gospel to the world. Angels would be much more convenient in our sense because they don't need to get on the airplane. And they don't need to eat our food. And then they go around anywhere that they can deliver gospel, but God didn't do it. Because God wants to show his son. The glory of God is represented in his son. And we are called to be like his son. And then show the world who Jesus is. That's God's calling is for us. And nowadays God is calling, Jesus speaking to his disciples. This is what it is. And the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. That's what he said. So we have to know what kind of treasure this is. So we are curious about it. You know, people just walk on the field and then somehow they stumble across a treasure. But must be very valuable to that person. What kind of treasure is it? So then we have to go back to this, ask this question, and then look at those disciples with Jesus at that time. And then see how they are come to know Jesus Christ. Jesus went them and then called them. And that they left everything, they followed them. So they must receive, found this treasure. They are the ones who found the treasure. So this treasure is a calling of Jesus. It's a Jesus. In your daily, ordinary life, God came to you and they called you. Would you follow me? Through his servants. And now he want to do the same through you. And they show who Jesus is. And then you responded. And that here we are, we worship him. And we have this desire now in our heart to grow and to be like Jesus. So this treasure, all this stuff, when you look at them, they are all responded to this call. They found treasure that is worthy of their everything. So Jesus is telling his disciples, you are the ones. And he's telling us, do you see it? Do you see this worth, infinite worth of your Lord Jesus? It's not that we buy the kingdom of heaven, no, but being a part of it, do you see it's worth it? And then do you see, are you willing to pay this price, sell everything you have, and then follow Jesus? That's a challenge he's calling, he's putting before us. And now that when you are not in love with Jesus, then yeah, this is a burden, this calling, following Jesus. But when you are in love, this is a love thing, you don't want to spare anything. Just you go all in. So our married brothers, sisters, they already gone through that. They went all in for one another. And those who are not married, yeah, look for those who is willing to go all in, so madly in love with you. Otherwise, don't date those people. So find the right one, ask God. But you know who is the one that actually the most attractive? That's what I found out. You need to learn from this wisdom from me. The most attractive person is those who love Jesus most. You know that? Over everything. They look so cool when they're in love with Jesus. The sisters, don't go for this, all these things, no. The guys who stand before God, worshiping, they love Jesus most, they are the one you want to marry. And the guys, our sisters, who love Jesus with this intensity, a desire, and those who behold the beauty of Jesus. Yeah, those are the ones you want to marry. They are the, in fact, they are the most attractive people in the world. So I want you to find that treasure. Have this perspective. You know. Don't follow the Hollywood. Have that perspective. Have the eyes to see. That's what I feel when you guys come to OTR and these young people, but there are many singers I know, but they cannot see each other. This is the great value that God put in their lives. You need to find those things. Now again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found the one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Yeah, this person reminds me of the Matthew somehow. I think Matthew was like that. He was sitting in the tax collector booth. He was collecting money. He had all these things what other people see as something worth to have in this world. But he had this hunger in his heart. He was searching. He had this hunger in his heart. He was asking the right questions. Is God real? Is Jesus, is he the one, Messiah? Is he the one came as God promised? And he was called by Jesus. He found, now think about it, this store had on the display, there are many pearls. But merchant came in, he found the right one. Something very special to him, he found it. And then he sold everything, and he owned it. That's Matthew. There are other disciples that must have, they have this the encounter with Jesus. See him as the treasure they need, will ever need in their lives. They found it. How about you? You found Jesus, your treasure, as a treasure? Say amen. Say amen. Yeah. That's who you are. You found him. You found him now. Now you are not see it and then appreciate it now. And then they see what Jesus says to us as we continue our journey in this world now. So once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen put it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets and threw the bad away. You know, people, we are living in this fallen world. But there are no such a thing as good people or bad people. We are all sinners. We have to know that part. And now the net was drawn. This one is Jesus is actually asking a question. Previous two parables about treasure and the pearl is Jesus saying, who do you say that I am? That is his question, actually. Am I worth all of you have? That's his question. If I'm not that much worthy, then you are not worthy to me. That's what Jesus is saying. You cannot follow me. That's his question. And now verse 47 is this question. We have to ask ourselves, does Jesus know you? Does he know you as his beloved? Does he know you? Jesus said that. Who is my brother or sister? Those who are doing the will of God. They are my brother and they are my sister. Jesus said my. Not, he didn't say, I will be your brother, your sister. He didn't say that. You are my brother, my sister. You belong to my family. We eat the same food. We share everything the same as a family. That's what Jesus is telling. And then now he says, if you are half-hearted, half-hearted. So this one reminds of us Judas Iscariot, who never called Jesus Lord, even if he followed him. Even if he was called and he followed him, but he didn't see the value of it. But he followed him. And then when he sent out those 12 disciples to the villages, cities, to spread the gospel, kingdom of heaven, proclaim the kingdom, they went through and they raised the dead, they healed the sick, because God gave them power, Jesus gave them the authority and power. I think Judas Iscariot was part of that operation. He was a part of it. He saw it, all this. Nonetheless, we know the end of it. His heart was always divided. He was holding something of this world and then won something of God. Jesus said, those are not worthy of me. So the question Jesus is asking is, only those who have this the undivided heart I know because they follow me. My sheep hear my voice and then they follow me. I know them. They follow me. So question is that you ask ourselves, do I know Jesus? Do I hear his voice every day, every morning? You know, Jesus knows you because you come to him every day. And so you have a fellowship with him. Only when you do, Jesus know you. You may think you know Jesus, but unless you have this fellowship with this word, in the word of God, because Jesus said that the laws and prophets are all about me, written about me. So we need to find Jesus speaking to you like a treasure you are seeking when you open the Bible every morning. And then read it. That's the only way, actually, your heart be renewed and strengthened and then nourished. That's the food we eat. And then through this fellowship time, when you pray, through your prayer, when you speak to him, and you have this fellowship, and then you begin to know his heart, and he knows you. He knows you. And he already loves you, but in this intimate, personal way, do you know him? Do you phileo Lord Jesus? Do you phileo him? Yeah, that's what Jesus is asking. So the end of it, we do not know right now. When somebody pretends, you can pretend you are a follower of Jesus, actually. And then you can go through all these things. But in the end of the day, it comes down to this, whether Jesus knows you. So that Jesus wants from us this undivided heart and devotion. I cannot have things of the world and cling to it, and then I can love Jesus. When your heart is divided, you cannot love him. Always you love less. So we don't have a strength and power. All this follows after that. That's why we have this fight in our heart. And this fight has to be in the right direction. I want to be like Jesus. I want to know him. I want to know him. To be found in him. That is our heart's desire. Do you have this desire now? You want to be found in him? Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. God is calling us to be different. He doesn't say try to make us a good people. No. He wants us to be different. You are the salt and the light of the world. You are different. You are different. And then different people is going to make the difference. That's our calling for us to be different. And to be different, you got to grow to be like Jesus. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm far away. But that's my heart's desire. That's my heart, fight in my heart every day. I want to be like Jesus, Lord. Oh, help me to grow. Help me to grow. But you need to come to the place that you have to eat the food first and have fellowship with him every day. Don't neglect it. That's what Jesus wants. So when we sell everything for Jesus, it's not a sacrifice, actually. It is. I know when you get rid of certain things and then it costs you. It costs you. And then actually you can experience some inconvenience. That's all temporary though. But he is worth it. Jesus is worth it, of it all. So we go for it. He is a treasure. So in your life, Jesus already, you already found treasure. That is a blessing in your life. So that stay focused on course and fight this fight in our hearts. You know, over the Rhine, one of the ministry we do is we go out to streets every Saturday and they share the gospel with people. with this mindset, seeking for these treasures, actually. And we want them to find this treasure as well. It goes both ways. We cannot buy salvation, but what we are willing to pay for reflects its worth. Isn't that it true? It is. So we go out the street and they share gospel, and then we see several different the responses. Some people, they've been seeking, waiting, hungry, thirsty for these things, like Matthew. They come. But Matthew's case was, his name is Levi, you know. He's supposed to be the priest. He's from the Levi family. But he was collecting taxes. He went for the pleasures of this world. So I know he had the burden in his heart all his life. So he's asking right questions, and then finally Jesus called him. But there are other people, sitting there and the mind of their things, and then they are going for certain things, but they don't know what's wrong with them. That's the people you meet in the world. They are confused. And they don't know what's going on. They want the answer. They want the answer. So we are the one bring them to answer. That's the next part of this the parable. He's saying, you are my disciples, then you are the one going to give the answer. Have you understood all these things? And they said to him, yes. They understood Jesus is the treasure. And they were glad. With joy they are following Jesus. Therefore, Jesus said, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. So this scribe is a special group of people who teaches the law of God. They are the scribe. It starts from the Ezra and all these people. Ezra set his heart to teach the people the law of God. And he disciplined himself. He studied the word of God to be able to teach others. That's a scribe. And now you guys, you are my disciples. You follow me. And then you are trained. You are trained. That's an important term, trained. So you need to be taught the word of God. When the pastor Peter brings this word of God in the Bible study, teaches these things, then you need to be taught to be able to bring answer to other people, those lost people. So this church is one of the function is teaching is there, right? So that's why Pastor Peter brings all of this, the word of God people. That's what disciples did during the Acts. Only churches they did, right? And they had a fellowship. That's what we are doing. And they actually were known by the people as people of the way. Only church people, they were known by people of the way. The Christian word, Christian came only at Acts chapter 13. But before that, they were known for people of the way. And this scribe trained for the kingdom of heaven. Those who now they understood, and those who possess this treasure in their hearts. That's why you got to know the word of God. And you got to have Jesus in your heart. You got to know what to say when people, those confused world. Because you got to have this answer. Well, scribe is a teacher, then teacher supposed to know the answer. When I ask a student the question, if I cannot know the answer, and then if I ask a question, then that doesn't make sense, right? I need to know the answer to be able to ask questions to the people. So the scribes, to teach the people, so that you are the scribes. And those people, it's like a master of a house, that means it's the owner, to bring out his treasure, what is new and what is old. So this is the word of God. Is what they are actually, what Jesus is meant in this case. Treasure you bring from the old and new. This, the Bible, this book written over, say, I don't know how many thousand years, 2,000 years, written over 2,000 years. It is the treasure. and that it still applies to our new situation. So the old and new, both the truth is both old and new. It works. Then you got to know this, the Word of God. This Word of God is the only one that changes the heart of the people. You know that? We can do anything, many things, but only when this Word of God gets into the heart and then change takes place, has a power, potent this Word of God. And that you are the one now. If you don't have it, we got to have it. And if you have it, you got to have more. That's our calling of life. You need to be trained to be scribes. So they bring answer to this, the world. So what they need is the Word of God. And the Word of God is all about Jesus. So we are presenting Jesus to the world. Who he is, presenting Jesus. How do we do? We can speak, but we got to be transformed. We ourselves, we got to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we got to be transformed by renewing of our mind. More Christ-likeness, we got to demonstrate to the world. How this world is going to find out who Jesus is? Through us. How people will know what God is like when they see you. When people are lost and then confused and they cannot find a way, then who is the one going to tell them? Those who know, it's you. So if you walk around the campus or city, everywhere there are. I was just a little bit around this San Diego area. Of course, the whole world is like that, but especially here, people are lost. You know that? They think they found, they got what they need, what they want, but actually they are lost. So we got to show that. So we got to be different to be able to demonstrate this. They have to see you something they don't have, so that they have this desire, need to have a desire to, I want it, I want. I want this Sean has in his life. I know he got something in his heart and he went all for that. Then I want that. I want to be like him. That's our calling, my brothers and sisters. So that's why we share gospel with the people. When you see people, we don't see people as people see people. We see people as Jesus sees. Because God put in your heart this desire and then you know the heart of Jesus. So when you see people, first interest, first focus you want to have is whether this person knows Jesus or if this person is on his way of destruction or hell. We got to be interested in that. But in order to do that, you got to be trained. I know you have a treasure in your heart already. You love Jesus. But if you go out the street and want to share, somehow it doesn't come out. It doesn't come out. I knew when we saw that in 1998, or before that, we saw I was a part of this Korean United Methodist this church in Cincinnati. I was saved at the church in 1990. And then somehow our church merged with the African, the Caucasian UMC church in the African American neighborhood. So Korean people didn't want it. Why we go there? You know, take a risk or this. And that church used to be 1,500 membership church, and they dwindled down to about 30 people, elderly people was worshiping, and they couldn't maintain the building, actual facility. So they wanted to merge with us, because we need a room at that time. Our church was growing at that time. We need a room. So we merged, was discussing whether we should merge or not. But in my heart, I know it is a God's calling, because I just drove by the neighborhood to find out what kind of neighborhood we are talking about. And there are just this neighborhood abandoned, it looks like. And there are young men that are loitering on the streets everywhere. They are all high school age kids. but they were spending all day on the streets. So God put those people in my heart. This is what we are called to do. So we start to persuade people. You, the Korean people, came to U.S. You worked so hard. And now you have a house, everything you wanted to have. Now it's time to give. It's time to give. That was the challenge I received. Yeah, now, yeah, let's give. Because God blessed us so much. Now let's give. So, but what do we give? First, we have to give the word of God. But we were so afraid to go out to the streets. We gather together, have a prayer meeting once a week. Every week we had this prayer meeting for 4-5 years. But couldn't go out to the street. And then finally, I couldn't take it because one day I was in my devotion. God told me, I was reading Book of Judges, and then for the Gideon, have I not sending you? Go out with your own strength. That's what I heard. So, yes, Lord. And then simple obedience. We went out. But as I go out, I didn't know what to say. I talked about these guys, introduced myself, and then talked about weather and the basketball game yesterday, March Madness. That was it. 5 minutes. But it shouldn't be. I have this treasure in this jar of clay. I have this treasure. I want them to have this. I want to share this with them. But I couldn't. So I realized, hey, this needs to be trained. Trained in the kingdom of heaven is something like that. I need to be trained to have the use of these weapons I have. So I went to school in Bronx. That's how all these things started to happen. And then came back, and then 2 years later, our sisters went there, and our brothers went there, and then we all equipped, we were trained, and we began to share this gospel. But you all have this power in you, but somehow we have to have this channel. To release this, we need to know, control this. Otherwise, it's an atomic bomb, you know? Nuclear reactor and atomic bomb is the same thing. Nuclear reactor is a controlled reaction. Atomic bomb is just go at once. That's an atomic bomb. And we, have the power in us. We have to release it in a controlled manner so that the people can see and they receive it and they benefit from this. That's all about it. That's I'm telling you, the second secret. How do you be strengthened, stay strengthened as a Christian in your life? If you feel that sometimes it's like just a mundane thing, and then it's a drop, or sometimes you have goes through ups and downs, and this is the secret I want you to know. The first secret I told you is you fight in your heart to love more Jesus, to love Jesus more. You fight in your heart. When you fall, you quickly get up and then run to him. And then direction is important. Where are you running toward? Always Jesus. On the way, you may stumble, but that's okay. Direction is right, then you are on the right track. You run to Jesus. If you go the other way, then there's a problem. You have to turn around. That's what the Hebrew word for repentance means, shub. The heart was running toward Egypt. While there's a pillar of a cloud is standing and they're leading them, people, their heart was going for Egypt. I want that steak I used to have. I want those garlic and all those stuffed herbs in my soup. But when the pillar of clouds fire just leading them, and then only when they turn around, they were able to follow. So it is God's calling for us. The repentance is all about following Jesus. It's a narrow path. I know it is inconvenient. You have to love one another, even though you don't want to. But you have to love one another intentionally by renewing of your mind, because that's what brought us together. God did that. So the sharing gospel is the same thing. When you share the gospel, the Holy Spirit, He just pour out His power in you. His empowerment is with you, because Holy Spirit comes when Jesus is exalted. So when you try to share gospel, how glorious the Lord Jesus is, this life-giving good news. The Lord Jesus shed his blood. When you share this, of course, the Holy Spirit is going to empower you. He's going to empower you. And then the empowerment remains after you are done. That's why people get refreshed. Sometimes we come together, not all of them come with a joyful heart to share gospel, with excitement, no. Some of them comes because they've been coming. Or they come to be an encouragement to others. But they come. And when they come, and then the inobedience, simple obedience, and then go out to the street, by the time they come back, they are refreshed. They are energized, strengthened. Only God can do that. And the Christians, my brothers and sisters, you got to experience it every day in your life. When you think about others, does he know, does she know Jesus? Holy Spirit comes. Hey, he's thinking about Jesus. I'm going to empower him, strengthen him. That's what he does. He's zealous over this. He's a Jesus. That's his mission. He wants to glorify Jesus in our lives, in the world, so that whoever God's people, in your mind, Jesus' thought comes in your mind, he comes and strengthens you. So that's who we are. That's who we are. Beautiful people. Jesus loves you so much. He will not just let you go astray anymore from now on. He's going to make sure you grow. And this desire in you continue to increase so that Jesus will be magnified in your life. And Jesus, the world will see who Jesus is. Amen. How much time do I have? One more. 15 minutes? We are done? Okay. I have a little bit more to say, but I've said enough, I believe. Yeah. So, my brothers and sisters, this is my heart's desire for you. You are very precious. You know that? You are very precious. And Jesus found you. And Jesus wants you to know his heart and grow to be like him. Grow to be like him. Make the difference. And fight with love. If you need to forgive someone, forgive. In simple obedience, you forgive. Because the word of God says so. And my heart is to honor and glorify Jesus. You guys showed it in your skit. Because Jesus said so. You want to do it. But when you do, you receive this empowerment. You know that? At the moment you set your foot out or you open your mouth, Jesus empowers you. And that this empowerment does not go away. I want you to realize this. It stays with you. So that the next one you go for, your heart's desire continue to increase. So may God bless this church in such a way that they have make an eternal impact in this city and in individual lives. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let's take a few minutes to pray. Of course, let's pray a few minutes. Oh, Jesus, this is what I want. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. You are the pearl of a great price, Lord. You are worth of it all. Yes, Lord, you are worthy of it all. It is not a sacrifice. It's joy. With joy, I want to follow you, Lord, because I found this treasure. If I am not worthy of everything, you cannot be my disciples. That's what Jesus said. But we don't want to lose this treasure. We are going to pursue. We're going to persevere. Oh Lord, we are thankful for your mercy and grace, and for your love, and for calling us your own. all known by you. Oh, we are so thankful. Oh, help us to grow, Lord. Continue to increase in the knowledge of you, Lord. Oh, strengthen us, Lord. Empower us, Lord. So that we may show the world what you are like, Lord. As a forgiven people, how merciful, how gracious you are, Lord. And you are the source of life, Lord. Oh, help us to demonstrate, Lord. Help us demonstrate. Oh, strengthen your people, Lord. Equip them, Lord. Continue to grow in knowledge of you through your words, Lord. Oh, may they have a fellowship with you through the word you speak, Lord. Oh, may their hearts burn with this word of God every day, Lord. Oh, bless your people, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.